I know him but a few of us here, but he's still incredible. So if he's incredible, give him incredible praise. Hallelujah. Young and old. Praise this incredible God. Hallelujah. Who woke you up this morning? God did. We're clothing your right mind. God did it. Who healed you? God did it. God did it all. Come on, give him some praise. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, God. You deserve the praise, God. You are an incredible God. Yes, you are, Lord. And we worship you, Lord. We long to worship you, Lord God. We live to worship you, Lord God. You deserve the worship, Lord God. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Lord, we do bless you. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I just praise him this morning. He's worthy to be praised. I thought about it. I said, you know, I like what Jackie says, glad that I want to come. Because a lot of people don't, you know, they come, they don't want to come. They just come for certain reasons. But it's good. If you got a mind that you want to be in the house of God, that is wonderful. Praise the Lord. I was sitting there this morning. I gets in on the last of the Bible with this wonderful teacher does. God has really blessed this child to teach. Amen. But God gave me something that you don't want to miss next week while he was teaching. And I thank him for it. I praise God. I thank him. You know, I'm looking for the end of some things. And I think it's done come to the end. I think it has. I really do. Hallelujah. I want to also thank God for the love of his people. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you don't always call mama when something happens. But if you got somebody, a prayer partner, somebody you know that love God, that can touch God for you, that's wonderful. Because we're going to need each other. Don't you get so big-headed you don't think you don't need nobody. You're going to need somebody in this day. Yes, sir. That's right. You ain't going to get too holy and too sanctified that you do all things by yourself. You're going to need somebody. So I just really want to thank the Lord for those that can pray and, you know, and be a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are having really a good time in our class. So we're trying to find out who had who, because we and Jacob, and who was Jacob's wife, and blah, blah. So we're going to make a family thing and put it down. Then from Adam and Eve, and they had who they had and on down. So I'm looking forward to everything we do with the kids want to do to make them, you know, praise the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for these children, and I have to tell them that you better be glad for two, because it's going to grow. This class is getting ready to grow. We're going to have some people in here seeking God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This message is to all of us. Everybody who's listening, who's tuning in, streaming in, or whatever, good morning to you. I'm excited about, I don't know, Al, I mean, I'm excited about taking the sacrament. I'm excited. I'm excited about it because it has a meaning. Praise the Lord. My precious daughter over there with the toothache, praise the Lord. You know, this step on out there, shoot. And, you know, and just ask God for some things that you don't believe he'll do. You know, we too little shucking. We serve a big God. Woo! I look at the earth. What that picture, the thing that come on about the earth, your natural geographic, and there's another one, the earth, something other. And it be talking about how the waters did this, and it said, woo, look at God. And this did that. I said, God, please forgive me. I'm a woo girl. I said, I'm really getting ready to believe you now. Good Lord. You talking about a God. Woo! We serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. Amen. I want you to turn your Bibles over to Matthew 8 before I ask God to bless it. Ask God to bless this word today. I know it's going to bless because it blessed me. It is helping me, and I pray it would help you and those that are listening. Praise the Lord. We want to grow in Christ, don't we? We want to see God move. You know, people are tired of coming to church, just coming to church. If folk tired of going to church, I'm telling you now. Because they come to church, they go back and just like they came, you know. But I see something different in this church that God is going to do. And I'm seeing it because he said it. Had he not said it, then I wouldn't say it. I said, Lord, you said. I mean, if he hadn't said nothing, Gail, ain't nothing I could do, but he done said it. All right, now he's going to be good what he say. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's a man of his word. And in Matthew 8, it's also in Luke, but I want to read this one because I think this one has touched me more. So, Father, I want to thank you as we read the word. Lord, help us to know that you are God and that how much you love us. A little bit more, let us know. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. We're talking about Jesus. Behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you will, or thou wilt, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know, I've read this Bible since I was 12, I guess. You know, and we had a pastor who really kept us in the Word because he had Bible quizzes every second Sunday that he was there. We had what you call itinerant pastors. Our pastor only came one Sunday a month, and that was the second Sunday because he had three other churches. And so, but he come, we'd be glad we come because he's going to have Bible study. And here from Mississippi, from Detroit I was born in, my parents wasn't exactly saved. I didn't go to church, and I didn't know the Bible like these other people. You know, these people that was coming to church and was born there, they knew the Bible. And so I would go on Sunday because I liked the Bible quiz. Oh, boy. He'd ask us something. They would be jumping up. And I'm looking, I said, oh, no. I'm studying this Bible. I ain't going to be coming here stupid. Because that's the kind of person that we're about to tell you about picking that kind. You ain't gonna have me sitting there looking like a nut. So I started studying the Bible. Shook. And by the time that year was gone, I knew the scriptures. I knew John 8:30. He taught us how the deceptive would not depart from Judah. No, I lost him between his feet until Shiloh come. He taught us scripture. And I learned them. And when they go, I jump up. They want Sister Davis, Sister Celeste on our team. Sure. Because I'm telling you. And you, hey, it's time for us now to jump up here. Yeah. The devil just doing all he can. It's time for us to jump up now and get in here and do all we can that we know. But God has given me something for next week. I ain't going to preach this. I said, Lord, don't let me say nothing about this. I want to go back and look at it and you tell me something. Don't let me jump in this now. Praise the Lord. So he came down and a leper said, now no doubt this leper had knew that Jesus could make him clean. Because he didn't say clean. He said, Lord, if you will, if you want to, you can make me clean. Now that is some faith. That is some believing in what he had seen. No doubt he had seen Jesus and seen him heal people. Amen. And Jesus said, come back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Wait till I eat my lunch. I'll be back. I'm kind of hungry. I've been out here and, you know, come on now, Chase. Come on, get something out of this. He said, I will be thy clean. And you know what, tomorrow, when I read this, I said, shoo, Lord, help me. Because, I mean, I'm too far behind here. Hallelujah. I'm too far behind. Ooh, Jesus. He said, if you want to, because God, Jesus wants to. He wants to heal you. He want to heal your tooth. Not only that, he want to put a tooth in where the tooth wasn't. He want to do some miracles and some signs and some wonders because that's who he is. Look, he want to do some things. He wants you to do when we come back to church and that the same old. Folk will be coming in and say, oh, good, I heard y'all. Let me tell y'all, when Pentecost or whatever was kind of dying down, people was getting teeth and healings in their teeth. And so when this brother came back, he was telling us all about this. I said, Lord, I want you to put them in my teeth. Everything I feel, I jump up and go look in the mirror. See if he done feel my teeth. I shook it. I mean, if he was feeling teeth, I'm on my field. So this lady, it was always me they picked on. I think it's God had my life when I was young. They said, come here, Sister David. So this saint, she said, come here, Sister David. She said, look. And she opened her mouth. It's the most beautiful gold I had ever seen. He filled it with gold. I mean, God was filling people with gold, teeth, the other kind of teeth. You know what that other stuff to put in your teeth? The dead can. He's filling with people. I'm telling you. And to see this, and I knew it was God because it was somebody I had never seen. The gold was I can't explain it. It's gold from heaven. I can't explain it. And that started my quest to knowing he can do. I said he can do. Shucks. Ooh, jeez. Sister, he gave me this word for some reason. I mean, he don't just give you something. And I praise the Lord. What I'm going to preach? And when I read this, it's been on my heart all the week. I said, oh, Lord, this is great. This is wonderful. But you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't heard nothing yet. Now, we just getting to the good part. Oh, God, you ought to give him a cluck. He is God. You're serving God. We are serving God. And I want to tell you what he told me, something else, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I can't keep a thing. But I want to keep this to one until I go back and study this. I said, ooh, Lord, praise the Lord. As I was sitting there and Brother Al was ministering, the Lord gave me, I said, oh, God. He said, now just hush. I'm going to give you some more on that. I said, ooh, I can't wait to get home. I can't wait to open the Bible and see what he's saying. He says, okay. He says, see thou, tell no man, go your way. Show yourself to the priest, offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. He told me to go. Please forgive me because I failed to read back in there what was the thing they supposed to do, you know, when he had me. When Jesus entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. Now this one got me, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, see you tomorrow. Wait till I go get my lunch. Let me go pray for 5 days. Let me fast. I don't know, you first asked me something because he said, and Jesus said unto him, and Jesus is saying unto you, and Jesus said unto him, and Jesus is saying the same thing to us today. I will come and heal. I'll come to your house and heal him. He's saying that to us today. He hasn't changed. We're serving the same God. Hallelujah. We're serving the same God. And by faith, I don't know if Jackie knew what she said. But God told me, he said, it's almost over. Hold on. He said, I'm going to come. Did you just hold? Hold to what I just hold. Amen. Just hold. Let me say something else. Always be ready to answer when your phone rang to somebody. I mean, you know, not just people calling, but you know, that somebody that need help. God's people need help. Pastors, teachers, on down, they don't get too big. They need somebody to pray with them and stand with them and agree with them. You just don't know what happens in agreement. Jesus agrees with God. He agrees with his Father. And look what he has done through agreement. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank the Lord for people. I don't call a lot of people, but with the people I call can agree with me. You know what I mean? I know when they pray with me, things going to get done. And so he said, I come and heal. Listen to this man now. This centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Listen to this now. But speak the word only. This man was not even a Jew. He was from another nation. But he was a leader that he told this man, go this, do this, do that. And they had to do it. And he saw Jesus, how he handled demons the same. He said, but speak the word only and my servant will be healed. All you got to do is tell me you're going to heal him. All you got to do is say, be healed, and I'll go home 10 miles away. I don't care if it's getting on the bus going. But when I get there, I'm going to know it's done. Because if you said it, it's going to be done. Because whatever you say, the devil going to move. The devil got to move when Jesus say. I'm happy about that. That means that you're going to get in nothing that God can't get you out of. That means that you ain't no place and you ain't sick too much for God. I don't care if you dying with cancer, if you done this, if you done that. All you got to do is believe, hallelujah, that he said, by my stripes, you're healed. It don't sound like much, but all you got to do is believe and see, will it work? It'll work. I say, what he say will work. I don't care where we are today and where you just listen today. I don't care if your mother dying with cancer, palsy, or whatever. All you got to do is believe that he is who he say he is. And he is who he say he is. Jesus. And you don't tell me to let you down. He's never let me down. Never, El. I've let myself down, but he ain't never let me down. I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll come and heal him. He said, I'm a man on authority. And that's what you got to believe. You have authority through Christ, that's what the Bible say. Having soldiers under me, I say to one, this man go, and he go, and to another come, and he come, and to my servant do this and do that. So I know what it is to be over something. And we could just take the, now that look like the, no. We take the things that we got now, praise the Lord. Little things that, you know, we ain't got no big stuff yet. And work with that. Work with that. Because when I'm working, I said, Lord, I can walk because you said I'm healed. My hip got to heal because you said it's going to heal. You said, I'll be telling God what he said. I said, I'm believing what you say. And the devil said, you can't, you're a lying devil. I can. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. You can, no, don't tell me I can't do something. See, he don't know me. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Because you don't tell me I can't do something. That's what I'm going to be trying to do, what you said I can't do. Right now, the Lord is telling us now to look closely at this word and go back and let it get in your heart. Get in the word and believe what he say. Believe what he say. Because what he say is the gospel truth. He loves us. We come to praise him. We're going to praise him. We say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we can't wait. Sometimes, you know, someone told us, we get hurt. We don't want to wait to hallelujah. But if we know he has heard us, listen, that man, because when Jesus said he's healed, that man had to go back. He was healed. Said, what time now did he get healed? I was talking to Jesus at 1 o'clock. And they say at 1 o'clock, he got up. He said, I talked to Jesus and he told me it was so that he was going to heal him. And when he said it at 1 o'clock and the dude was about 5 miles away, when he walked back, his servant was healed. At the time Jesus said, it's done. I said, at the time Jesus said, it's done. We just simply got to believe God. That's all. We just don't believe God like we should do, we brother. And we worry about, I don't know. I remember when the Lord taught us, started teaching us faith, my daughter Bridget, that's where she come with me, that she was going for a job. And we was being taught faith then. My pastor was a faith preacher. I saw things on his ministry, which built my faith. And she said, I'm going to get this job. She didn't say, I'm going to apply for it. I'm going to get this job. So she sat down, and they was calling people all over her, and they would just send them away. She got the job. Amen. I'm going to get not. When God tell you something, you ain't got to worry about what he, you got to do whatever he said to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I know sometimes through pain I've looked, and I know what the word say, Jack. I was raised in the word when I was 14 up. And it's a growing process. But God will, if you believe him, he will. I don't care what you got, I don't care what they say. I really don't. I know God, if God said it, it's done. It just done. I don't think I called you this morning, did I? I called you. But it's done. It's done. I believe it's done. Because God said it's done. And when he says done, it's done. Now that's just all I do. Period. And the man understood this. Okay, now you say, but we ain't a centurion. You don't have to be a centurion. You in church and you see God moving for you. God has moved for you. Hallelujah. You may be sick or got something that, you know, the doctor saying blah, 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 blah. But you think about what he did do for you. Think of the things that he did to when the doctors couldn't do nothing. Hallelujah. I've heard you testify. Praise the Lord. How he did things. Hallelujah. How he took away all the medicine and this kind of thing. Praise. That's supposed to build your faith. It ain't supposed to be something you sit down and lollygag with. It's supposed to build your faith. And you tell the devil so. You say, See, he was talking about the people he moved around through authority. But you could say, yeah, but God healed me of such and such a thing. And in 19 so-and-so, he took that away. In 1925, he took this away. And I remember when so-and-so, go back through your memory and see what God has done. Hallelujah. And that will build your faith. Honey, that devil can't do nothing with you. Amen. I love it. And when he got back, let me see. I don't know if he said with time. Now I'm just putting the time in there. He said, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, he was a man in authority. Listen, but listen to this 10. And this I cried over. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel, not in the church. God wants us to believe him, beloved. Oh, my God. He said, I said to you that many should come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go your way. He said, go ahead, go home. He said, cause what you said and what you have believed, so be it done unto you. He didn't have to get a man nothing, no hope. I love it. I've read this scripture over and over, and I love it. I said, Lord, please give me this, give it this to me that I can believe what you say. Oh, my God. So that's, and when Jesus was come into the father's house, Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lay and sick of a fever. He touched her hand and her fever left, and she arose and ministered unto him. You know what I think? Now, here's my thought. All that he done for these people, all everywhere, the Bible say he done so much it can't even be wrote down. Why was they calling him a devil? Why did they want to destroy him? But you know who it was that tried to destroy him, don't you? And that's who's going to be with you. When you stand up and be who we supposed to be, the church going to be the one that's going to bother you. He'll be sinners. They just look at you, you know, but the church is the one to get the talking. Amen. When Brother Allen was raised up and healing the sick and calling out, casting out devils, and they call him a devil. You hear me? But one night, this devil prayed for me and set me free. I mean, this man had power with God over the radio. But I believed. I listened and I soaked it. And I asked God. I didn't know nothing about what we took. I don't know about none of that. All I knew was what the Bible said. I didn't even know about this man. But I heard people getting free and delivered. And I saw things on TV. And that night, he just prayed. And he spoke through the television. When is that going to come back? He spoke through that and cast that devil out of me, and I've been free ever since. And the thing came out hollering, just like the Bible. You think I don't love God? You don't think, shoot. Hallelujah. God has been real to me, and he'd be real to you. But you got to start with a toothache or a toeache. A little something. A little, you know, he ain't gonna give you no great big something. He gonna give you something according to your faith. And so you say, well, this must be mine because this ain't too big. I can handle this. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By his stripes, I'm healed. Praise the Lord. Don't you know, Tawana, I don't know about you, but I still fight the devil by my hip, you know, back my back. You know, sometimes I say, you're done. No, no. I say, Lord say, I'm free. The Lord say, I can walk. So you get going. I am going to walk up here. I'm going up this stairs. You might, I ain't falling either, buddy. You know, I get up. And my precious Jace, he's so sweet. Grandmama, let me help you. We live that long. He just so sweet. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, Brother Jace. He loved Grandma, and I really appreciate that, you know. And that made me say, he's so sweet, Lord. So I get out the car. I said, come on here, you better come on here. Shoot. If you'll be left behind, you don't come on. Because I am walking in this house, you know. I still go through. I have to, you know, have to curse the devil and talk to him and tell him he's a liar and everything else. But that don't mean God ain't healed me. I'm healed. Because I'm healed by his stripes. That's what he said. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm already healed. You're already healed. I say, you're already healed. Because he did it at Calvary. We got to know what he did at Calvary, sister. We got to know it. Be here next week. Honest to God has given me a revelation on something. I'm telling you, it ain't nobody like him. It just ain't. Hallelujah. Yes, it's over. It's over. Praise the Lord. However God make it over, it's over. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you something. God did something in Pastor's heart in a soul anyway. Pastor didn't get all, you know, I don't know y'all know about that. None of that. I just got peace. I got peace. When the devil comes, I just have peace. So I have to cry because I say, Lord, I notice you because this is not me and my personality is different. I have a personality. I got one of my kids. Mama, you just need another personality. I declare I would do thus and thus and thus, but that's not me. I got to be me. I'm going to be me. You be you, and I'm me. Well, you ought to do it, hush, because I'm going to do it me way. I won't know who I am if I try to do what you do like or what he does or you do. Then I ain't none of me. Where do me come in? You do what you do, and do it like you do it, and God will do the same thing for you. All you got to do is have. Now, we done said faith so long that we think it's some little piece of toy, a little piece of paper that's stored on out there in the parking lot. Good Lord. Faith can move mountains. Jesus told him, said, you have faith, you can say something in his mouth, if you had the faith, it'll be moved. He was talking about really moving that mountain. He wasn't talking about it crashing down or something. He was talking just what he said. And then we see him riding on the sea. He has power over everything. So he has power over everything in our lives. And I just really want to thank him for that. I do. I thank him for having. And I have to read and believe too, just like you do. It's to me first, you know. I said, Lord, I got to believe you. I got to believe you. And I thank you and I trust you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't know to see about Stephanie today because they told me, you know, about you know what's going on, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You came and God going to do it. All you got to do is believe. That's all. I ain't got to lay hands on you. I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got to anoint you. All you got to do is, because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you. That's what we fail. It's Christ in us. It ain't us. In ourselves, we cannot do. But with Jesus Christ, we can do all things and anything. Praise the Lord. Will you stand? So what did we learn today? If we believe all things. All right. Amen. 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 I'm praying for you, brother. Praying for you. Yeah, I got some. I can't tell you what I'm praying. Praying some good stuff. Good stuff. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alyssa, come here. She's quiet anyway. She don't say nothing. Look at her. She's so sweet. You know, you're going to change so people going to wonder who you are. You're not going to be this little quiet Alyssa that you think you are. God's going to do something in your life that's going to make open your mouth. I don't know what he's going to do, but it's something he told me that he's going to do something in your life that give you a faith that will help other young people. Amen. You ain't got to try to find it. Lord, I want to, because God going to do what he say. Amen. So you go. Thank you for coming to see Grandma. She come to see me every Sunday. Alyssa comes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Anybody else need prayer? Amen. Amen. Whatever you want, Selena, just ask him. And when you ask him, go into the direction you ask. I want him to completely my back. My back hurts. I had a, what you call it in my back? Huh? I had a what? I had something. Oh, that was over here. I'm talking when my back was out. I had an infection in my back. And it still want to. Well, when I took a something, I got, and the doctor said my white blood count was down, so that means that it's some kind of infections in my body. I said, well, Lord, I'm doing what I know to do. You have to do the rest. Amen. So infection, you got to go too. I can't. You know, you're not supposed to live here. This body belongs to the Lord. Get out. Get going. I don't want to hear you. I'm telling you. Are you showing that I say you watch me? You show you. I say you watch me. Oh, I be, girl, I have a time. I have a good time, though. I do. I have a really good time because y'all think I just be walking around with. Bless your heart. But I have a good time with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anything else? Let us now do what we need to been done. But I want to thank the Lord, too, for Brother L. We're going to take communion. So, you know, I feel like people ought to live every day to take communion. Ain't that right? But God is a good God. So a lot of times churches say, y'all clean yourself up now because we're taking communion Sunday. Oh, boy. You should be clean. Sanctify yourself and be holy, as the song say that. Praise the Lord. So let us get ready to receive the communion. Is that right?